Welcome to As It Is, the daily magazine show from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today, we hear a report on Tibetan weavers living in Nepal who are trying to preserve their culture. But first, we remember a protest and the campaign against it that made news around the world 24 years ago. June 4th marks the 24th anniversary of the Chinese government's suppression of protests in Tiananmen Square in Beijing. As a public place, Tiananmen Square is huge. On one side is the Great Hall of the People, where China's Congress meets. In the center of the square is the final resting place of Communist China's first leader, Mao Zedong. Looking north from the square are the high walls of the Forbidden City, home to China's rulers for centuries. On June 4, 1989, tanks and soldiers entered Tiananmen to crush protests led by students and activists. The protesters started gathering there weeks earlier to mourn former Communist Party leader Hu Yaobang, who had died in April. The demonstrations led to calls for reform and democracy in China. Last Friday, American State Department officials released a statement marking the anniversary of the attack. It called on China to end harassment of those who participated in the protests and fully account for those killed, detained, or missing. The State Department called on China to protect the universal human rights of all its citizens. On Monday, a Chinese spokesman said his country urges the United States to, in his words, end political prejudice and correctly treat China's development. He went on to call the State Department comments a rude interference in China's internal affairs. It is estimated that several hundred to several thousand protesters were killed when Chinese troops raided Tiananmen Square. It is not known exactly how many were injured or arrested. China still considers the protests a counter-revolutionary rebellion. The government bans discussion of the incident in public and on the Internet. The government has denied any wrongdoing and never provided a detailed explanation of what happened. Last week, the New York-based group Human Rights in China released an open letter from the activist group Tiananmen Mothers. It called for an open discussion and reconsideration of the events of June 4th. In 1959, Tibetans rebelled against Chinese occupation of their homeland. After the rebellion failed, many Tibetans fled across the Himalayan mountains to Nepal. Today, 20,000 Tibetan refugees live in the country. The refugees say they are facing increasing restrictions because of pressure from China. Katie Weaver has this report from VOA reporter Aru Pandey in Kathmandu.
Dalma Lama learned to make Tibetan carpets from her mother, who settled in Kathmandu after the unsuccessful rebellion. Dolma Lama was born in Nepal. She has been weaving cloth since she was 19. She says she honors Tibetan tradition in several ways.
It's very important because we are